Hey there, I'm Brooke Jefferson, host of the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. I'm a wife, mama to two, lifestyle photographer, and marketing strategist. I help photographers build a five-figure business through systems and relationship building. You can find me sipping on a whiskey and Coke, listening to podcasts, and binge watching the latest series on Netflix. I created this podcast with the aspiring photographer in mind. I bring you tried and true strategies, tips and tricks to book more clients, and inspiring interviews. Are you ready to frame your way to your dream career? Let's dive in. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Brooke, and today's show is definitely one you need to listen to if you haven't already. Why do I say if you haven't heard it already? Well, today's episode is going to be a little bit different than usual. I am sharing with you a live training that I did inside of the Photographer Facebook group. And today we're diving into pricing mistakes that you may be making on your photography sessions. Now, the amount of feedback I received on this training was incredible. And the amount of people that booked one-on-one mentorship sessions with me was also incredible. For those that don't know, I do offer one-on-one business mentorship sessions. There's a couple different options you can choose from, but typically the most popular is 60 minutes on a video chat where we will dive into anything you want to know about your business. One of the most popular is to restructure your pricing and teach you a little bit about marketing that really helps you book more clients. So, if you're interested in that, you can go to brookjefferson.com/call. You can apply for one and read more information there. But I'm ready to dive into today's training, and I hope that you walk away being able to go back to your pricing, fix a mistake if you're making one, or at least walk away knowing that you're doing everything right. So let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome to today's training, how to price yourself as a photographer and mistakes that you might be making. While you guys are hopping on, I'm going to quickly introduce myself to all of the brand new members. You guys have been just pressing the request button, and I have gone as fast as I possibly can to get you guys approved so that you can tune into this training. I know that pricing is the number one hot topic, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. And I am pretty confident that you guys will walk away with something that you will tangibly get to go fix or work on in your photography business. So we have a lot to cover today, and so I want to invite you to grab some pen and paper as I walk you guys through today's training, and I'm feeling really, really good about this. So let me introduce myself. That's what I said I was gonna do, and I didn't even do it. So my name is Brooke Jefferson. I'm a lifestyle family photographer located in Southwest Oklahoma. I have been in the photography business for almost 7 years, and I have been on the education side for almost 2. I am really passionate about teaching photographers how to build five-figure and beyond businesses through systems and relationship building. And so I've created this group to be a real community so that we can grow in our businesses and grow in our relationships with other photographers as well. All right, let's get into it. So I don't know where you originally found your pricing. Maybe you've never even priced yourself. Maybe you looked around other people in your area and you just kind of basically thought, oh, this sounds good, so this is what I'm going to charge. And regardless of how you decided it, I really want to walk you through how you can get accurate pricing based on your lifestyle, your photography goals, and not just what everybody says is the industry standard, okay? So, first of all, I don't want you to just base your pricing off other photographers in your area. Do I want you to maybe shop around and see what some of the options are? What are people paying? Who's the cheapest? Who's the most expensive? Yes, absolutely. That process is actually called market research, but the purpose is not for you to go and just rip off their pricing. The purpose is for you to see, okay, what is the average price of a session in my area, okay? So it's okay to research. It's just not okay to just rip them off because you don't know if that photographer is full-time. Are they doing it just for a hobby? Are they a professional, you know, photographer and like they're the head of their household? We just don't know. So make sure that you base it off of your lifestyle. So I have created a formula and it has worked for hundreds of photographers, including my one-on-one coaching clients. And I actually give this formula away completely for free. A ton of you guys actually opted into it already. So you should either already have my email in your inbox. You might have to search for Brooke Jefferson or Pricing for Profit, but it will show up in your inbox. And if you haven't, then you can just head over to brookjefferson.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom and you're gonna see Pricing for Profit and you can just opt in and get that formula. What this formula is going to do is it is going to have you evaluate how many sessions you need to take on, what are your expenses, because what you pay for versus what I pay for is completely different. I've been in business probably most of you, and so my cost of business is going to be more because I am choosing to pay for more things. So some of you, you might have a budget for your gallery hosting service, your Lightroom, Creative Cloud, whatever you're using. And so those are the two things right there that we probably all have. But then as you go on, you've got customer management systems like IrisWorks that I use for my client system. Email marketing, maybe you pay ads. So there's all these different costs that you might have in your business. And so that's why this pricing for profit formula that I just give away and let you walk through is so crucial. So please make sure you walk through that and it will give you a realistic place to start, okay? So let's just take that and move on, okay? So how many of you have actually received your guide? Drop me a thumbs up, hit the like button, something. I'm just curious. How many of you have actually received it or walked through the Pricing for Profit guide? Just toss in a thumbs up or hit the like button. Just kind of curious. All right, so let's run through some mistakes that you might be making with your current pricing. This first one is pretty much a mistake, I think, every single person, every photographer has made at some point, okay? You are giving way too many options. Okay, so I recently coached someone that we went to their website and we were looking at their pricing and packages. And on the investment page, it was just like scrolling, 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 scrolling. Like there were so many options. Like I automatically was overwhelmed and I thought to myself, this might be why you're not booking clients is because they're so overwhelmed. So the best example I can give you of this is how many of you have ever gone to a steakhouse or a Mexican restaurant or some type of eating place and they hand you a big that could basically be a book and you are just, you know, page after page after page and you're like, everything sounds so good. I don't know what I want, right? So then the waiter walks up to your table and he's like, are you ready to order? What do you want? And you're like, I don't know. I just need two more minutes. I can't decide. And then by the third or fourth time he comes back, you basically just say, everything looks so good. What do you recommend, right? So as a professional photographer, you are going to simplify your options because you know what's best for them, all right? You are not here to serve everyone. You are not here to make sure that your packages are the best fit or the cheapest or the most expensive. That's not what this is about, okay? Your job is to put together with your expertise, your skills, and the experience that you want to create for somebody and create perfect packages for them, okay? So I recommend having no more than 2 or 3 options max, okay? Another thing that I see a lot is people will have they'll price themselves by category. So if you're a family, you've got an entire pricing menu. If you're a wedding, you've got an entire pricing menu. If you are maternity or newborn or something like that, it's a whole nother pricing menu. And again, that's just going to confuse people. So I would recommend, rather than saying families and maternity and kids and all the other things, I would recommend coming up with packages that are like named something. So for instance, I've got like a connect and a captivate package. My clients will read through it. And then in the description of what I'm offering, I tell them right then and there, these sessions are best used for. And then I list out a couple categories: family, maternity, and lifestyle newborn. Okay. So same thing for you guys. You need to narrow it down. Someone should literally only have 2 options, because then they get to choose right then and there, this or that, yes or no, right? So that's the first thing. So if you have a ton of options, I want you to condense those. So that's your action step right there, is to condense your options. Stop overwhelming your leads. They're leaving you because they are choosing someone that doesn't have as many options, or they're choosing someone that basically chooses for them and basically says, are you going to book with me? Yes or no. Okay. So that's the number one thing. And after I've worked with a lot of my clients and we have shifted their pricing packages, they have gone on to book people the very next week. Okay. So that could be the number one mistake that you're making right now. Number two, you are trying to be a jack of all trades. All right, I know, here we go. Everybody hates this topic, but if you don't change, then you're not gonna book clients. Sorry. Okay, so you have to specialize in something, okay? Something. It doesn't mean that you have to stop shooting all the things. It just means, what do you want someone to run to you for? Do you want to be the go-to elopement photographer? Great. Let's start marketing you as that. People will still come to you and ask you to photograph their maternity or their family photos or something like that, because they're gonna fall in love with you, your editing style, the way that you treat your clients, the experience. But you have to specialize in something. So for me, I am a lifestyle family photographer. Do I photograph weddings? About 2 or 3 per year. Yes, I do. Do I advertise for that? Not at all. Do I photograph little newborn sessions? Occasionally, yes, but I do not constantly market that. So if you guys hop over to my Instagram, you guys will see the majority of it is all family related. And I do count maternity as family, right? I'm with these families as they're growing their families. And so I consider maternity sessions to be family sessions. So if you go to my Instagram, you're not going to see weddings. You're not going to see senior sessions. Do I still have people contact me to do them? Absolutely. I just don't market for them. The reason this is so important is because if I was to ever have another child ever again, my first two did not have professional newborn pictures. The first child, I didn't even do photography back then. The second child is when I picked up my camera after my first child was 6 months old. The second one, I thought I could just do his myself, right? We all think that, oh, we got a camera, we'll do it, it's all good, right? But if I ever had another child, I would want them to have a newborn experience. So I'm not going to just go to somebody that I know that shoots everything, that's an okay photographer. I'm gonna go look for the person that specializes in newborns. She sees newborns every week. She's got a process, she's got props. And so I'm telling you all of this because if you wanna be front of mind for people in your area, you have to specialize in something. Those of you that eventually want to get really good at SEO on your website, you have to specialize in something, okay? Okay, I feel like I'm shouting at you and I apologize. But so number one, you're overwhelming your people, giving them too many options. Mistake number two, no niche. You're trying to be the photographer of everything, all right? Number three is, are you communicating value? So is this you? Someone messages you and they say, hey, how much do you charge? How many of you get these messages? How much do you charge? How much does it cost? Right? Do y'all want to know why your leads ask that question? Because they don't know what else to say, all right? They're very uneducated and they don't know what to say, right? If you'll read between their lines, what they're asking you for is, what do I get if I book you as my photographer, right? They're not saying, you know, how much do you charge? I'm just price shopping. They don't mean to come off that way. They want you to sell them on an experience. So how many of you are actually selling people an experience, right? Are you presenting value, or is it they ask you how much you charge, you shoot them back either a message of your pricing or some type of pricing guide, okay? Is that you? If that's you, maybe you're not explaining the experience. You're not showing them what they're actually getting. They're not just getting somebody that picked up a camera one day and thought, I'm gonna call myself a photographer. Although all of us eventually do that, but you know what I mean? Like, those of you that are here, you want this to work for you. You want this to be your business because you are passionate about photography. You are passionate about the art of it, and you are passionate about people. If you didn't like people, you probably wouldn't be in this group right now. And if you don't like people, you can go ahead and leave the group because that would just be weird. So, how do you communicate value? Number one, you have to not just shoot back a message when someone says, what do you charge? How much does it cost? Blah, 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 blah. You are going to greet that person and you're going to find a common connection. So before I ever message somebody back, I go and I do a little investigating. Who is this person? Where are they from? Has anything major happened in their life recently? And I find a connection point, okay? And then I message them back and I'm like, hey, Sarah, thank you so much for reaching out to me. I am so excited. What kind of session are you looking for? Or if she has told me I want family photos, then I just start talking about, oh my gosh, your kids are so cute. You have two kids, right? And then I say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and attach a copy of my investment guide, and then let me know what questions you have, okay? Now, here's the trick. My investment guide is not just a sheet of prices, all right? I strategically create my investment guide to be an introduction of me, okay? So it's my, hey, hello, how long I've been in business, why it's important to me, just a short little blurb. Next page, testimonials. Hey, here's some other people who have already used me before, and here's what they had to say about their experience and their images. Then next page, now I'm going to show you what my investment guide is, right? So then I'm showing them two options on that page, maybe a third. So let's say you do families and weddings. The first two packages are going to be related to portrait sessions. That next page is going to be like your premium package for something else. So maybe you do weddings, maybe you do birth, maybe you do whatever it is. That's where that's going to go. And then on the last, it's an invitation and a reminder. Here's how to book. Reply to me. Go to this link. However you take your clients. And it's like, I can't wait to work with you. If you love the way I just outlined that, I actually have a template. It's $20. It's yours. If you want one, go get it. Several of the girls in this group have already bought it, and I have loved looking at the way that they have customized it to fit their business. You can edit it on Canva. Real easy. It's like that part is all free. You don't have to pay for anything else. And so you can grab that on my website, brookjefferson.com/resources, if you want that. Okay, so overwhelmed, too many options. Mistake number two, no niche, jack of all trades. Mistake number three, communicating value. And here's a bonus tip for you. All right, this kind of goes into booking clients. So how many of you have had this happen? Drop me some type of emoji where you send off your pricing guide and you don't hear anything back. Crickets. Nothing. They don't even message you back. They're ghosting you. And you're sitting here like, oh my gosh, they hate me. My work sucks. I'm too cheap or I'm too expensive or they can't afford me, right? Right? And then you go into that funnel of just like, oh my God, I'm not worth it. I'm quitting photography forever. I know. I've been there. Hey, y'all, I was there yesterday. Believe it or not, I still hear the word no all the time. I still get ghosted. I still get crickets, right? Okay, can I ask you a question? How many of you follow up with them? Anyone? Does anyone follow up? Oh my gosh, Jessica, I can't stand that. And I actually, we'll do another live or podcast one day about let me talk to my husband. By the way, I'm not making fun of any of y'all if y'all have ever told your photographer that. Some of you, I understand you do talk to each other and you do make decisions. But a lot of people, when they say, let me talk to my husband, they just mean, girl, it ain't gonna happen, right? Okay, so here's the deal. A lot of you are not following up with people. And I'm gonna do a whole training on following up in the month of July. So I know so many of you are new. You probably don't know how things go around here. But we are going to be doing 30 days of Facebook marketing, and we're going to be creating pages. And which I know a lot of us have pages, but just in case you haven't, we're going to be creating pages and we're going to be optimizing them. And I'm going to be giving you all my tips and tricks and everything. And we're going to book some dang clients. Can I get an amen? Okay. Wow. I'm really pumped up. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Back to following up. Some of you said I do follow up. Okay. But what do you say to them? Right? And some people, literally, they don't know how to say no, right? We need to give permission to say, hey, listen, that's okay if you don't want to book. Another thing that I've noticed is a lot of times people don't want to have one-on-one conversations with you. They want to, like, get the information, and then they want to go do their thing, okay? It just makes me laugh because for me, I started doing a different process of booking where I'm no longer manually like booking people on my calendar with like paper and pen. It's like all automatic. So once they get the pricing guide, I actually have like a link and they go book their session. I have seen a huge increase of booking since I've done that rather than them trying to remember to message me back because hello, we busy, right? So anyway, that's a whole nother thing. There's so many things I want to tell y'all, but we don't have time for 5 hours of training today. I mainly wanted to cover pricing and mistakes you might be making. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a note right now that next week's episode, because once a week, you're going to get a live training from me in here. We're going to be talking about following up. And then I wrote down something else. There's something else going along with that. So I will continue part two of this later. But again, make sure you get your Pricing for Profit freebie guide. It's free. Go to my website, brookjefferson.com. And then the other thing is if you want that customized investment guide template that will increase your bookings, I know because I've heard from two people that they booked people within a week. It's amazing. I have that. And that is, again, my website, brookjefferson.com. Everything's on the resource page for you guys. There's other free stuff if you're looking for extra. If you want to find out more about me, more about my business, go there, brookjefferson.com. I think that's it. You guys are awesome. I am so blessed to get to sit in this seat and help you grow your business, change your pricing. If you are in the perfect spot for needing some coaching, guys, just reach out to me. I just made my coaching pricing guide and updated it this morning. So if you're interested, send me a DM. I do check it every day. So y'all can do that. And I hope that you learned something. I hope that you were at least pumped up. And I'll be back on for another training soon. Love you guys.